Thank you for that. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you coast to coast around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome back to the show our friend, film critic Ruth Stein, who is also part of the Mostly British Film Festival, which we talk about each year. It's back for its 17th edition, and it will be February 6th through the 13th, the Vogue Theater Festival Highlights Extended Program. You can find out more at mostlybritish.org. Ruth, welcome back to the show. And I know when you have these film festivals, you really want to hit it on opening night. And you have a movie called The Penguin Lessons with Steve Coogan and Jonathan Pryce. I'm a huge fan of these guys. Please tell us, first of all, welcome, and tell us about this opening night film, The Penguin Lessons.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be. Hi, Jan. Good morning.
Hi, hon. Yeah, man.
I haven't seen you for a while.
Yeah, it's an exciting year.
This is really a wonderful film. I'm always I take a lot of extra time trying to find exactly the right opening night film because I think it sets a tone for the rest of the festival. And I have to tell you, my husband and I watched this film on a link in the bedroom, and we were both sobbing by the end of it. It is a combination of comedy, but it's also set against a very dramatic time in Argentina when people were disappearing off the streets and terrible things were happening in the 1970s. And into that, we put the Steve Coogan character, who is an English teacher teaching very, very rich British kids at an elite academy, while all this is going on in the background. And through circumstances that I think I will let the viewer find out for themselves, a penguin sort of attaches itself to him. I mean, he literally cannot get rid of this penguin. It's sort of like the dog that you know, everybody wants, because it's going to be his best friend. And he discovers that when he has the penguin in class, that the kids are able to relate better to the poetry classes that he's been trying to teach and trying to get them to understand poetry. The most amazing part about this film is that this is a true story. And the penguin you see bathing in a pool at the end is the actual penguin that the real teacher adopted in the 1970s. Steve Coogan
cool.
is amazing. He's such a funny guy. Oh. But here's the kicker. The director is Peter Cantinio, who directed The Full Monty. So you know this film has what Jan loves, which is an incredible humanity and a connection.
That's right. And wit.
And all of those things. And people are going to love it. And let me just add, because we want to get a lot of people to see this film because it's so wonderful, for the first time we're offering people a chance to just buy a ticket to the film. They don't have to come to the fancy party before if they don't want to spend the extra money. So when they look at the website, they should consider that and come because you will really love this film, and it's just the perfect film for our opening. So thank you for giving me a chance to promote it.
It's so exciting, Ruth. And then you have all these other movies that are part of the festival. You know, it's my favorite festival around. It's so beautifully curated.
Well, that's wonderful praise coming from Jan, and I really appreciate it. And Jan has been supporting this festival since day one.
It's so fantastic. I mean, we were just talking about how there's not a lot of comedy this year. So to find something that puts wit and comedy into a movie, man, do we need that now?
No, do we ever, to take our mind off of things, actually. And we have a lovely closing night film, too. We sort of butt up right against Valentine's Day because, as you mentioned, February 13th is our last day. And we found this time it's a French movie, and it's called Jane Austen Wrecked My Life, and it's about a Parisian woman who works at Shakespeare and Company, which those of you who travel know is the English-speaking bookstore in Paris. And she becomes enamored with Jane Austen, spends all of her spare time reading Jane Austen, and she wants a happy ending like Jane Austen always delivers for herself. And we'll see in this movie whether it happens, but it's a perfect romantic film.
You also have a Hugh Bonneville tribute, and people
we
think
do,
of him.
I have to tell people that it is more than sold out. Hugh himself put it on Instagram and talked about how much he was looking forward to coming and to talking about the film that we're going to be showing that evening, which is called From Time to Time, which has, it's the roots of Downton Abbey, and almost all the cast ended up being cast in Downton Abbey, including Maggie Smith. So this is an early chance to see him co-starring with Maggie Smith. And then to add the cherry on the sundae, the studio agreed to give us his new film, Paddington in Peru. So we were sneak previewing that on Thursday night. So she wrote about that on Instagram. And Hello Magazine, which you all know, they also wrote, and I just loved it. They said, Hugh Bonneville can't wait to come to the Mostly British Film Festival. And Hugh, I want you to know, if you're listening, we can't wait to have you there. But it is sold out. However, we will have a rush line. So for people who want to give it a try, lots of times people buy passes and they don't always show up. So we're encouraging people to come and maybe you can get in a rush. And right now, he turns out he's a wonderful writer. And I've been reading his memoir called Playing Under the Piano. And he just has all these wonderful stories in there. And I highly recommend that. I'm so much looking forward to talking to him because I can tell he's a storyteller. And I'm not going to have to ask a lot of questions because he'll just take it away, I'm sure.
I would imagine, too.
You know, I love him. I just love him. Notting Hill, all these movies that he did when he was younger.
It's
going to be great.
He's been working forever, and he has a new TV series. It's a very busy time for him. He has two movies coming out because the third Downton Abbey movie will be out this summer. Paddington in Peru is opening on the 14th. And then he has a TV series called... Douglas is canceled about a TV anchor who gets into trouble for making a sort of sexist comment and what happens as a result of it. And it's going to be on BritBox starting in March. So this is, and I can't miss this. The reason he's at our festival, we're so lucky, is that he's going to be a Berkeley rep starring as Uncle Vanya starting, I think it's March 14th for about 3 weeks. So he's here right now rehearsing for that because, as he explains in his book, he's really a theater person. That was his first love. Mm-hmm. It's how he got started, the first 10 years of his career, and he's really anxious to go back to it. So we all have this wonderful opportunity to see Hugh Bonneville at Berkeley Rep, and I think there's still some tickets left, although that also was selling out the last time I checked, in a new production of Uncle Vanya. So he's going to be around.
We also,
but that's your festival. The great thing is the Vogue Theater. You see it on the big screen. You introduce everything. It's just such a wonderful chance to see these movies and really enjoy a festival. I mean, it's such a small family festival, but you're on the big screen. It's just great.
It's great having it all in one place, and I love going out in the lobby and being at restaurants and hearing people talking about the film. It's very intimate.
Right.
It's about a 220-seat theater, but it feels even... It's believed to be the oldest movie theater in San Francisco, although the Roxy also makes that claim. But but they fixed it up really, really nice, and it looks great, and we're going to have a red carpet for Hugh. We have the whole place decorated. People are going to love it when they see it because one of my associates, Maxine Einhorn, has been working very hard on decorating in all the colors of the British Empire. So the place is going to look fantastic, and we're just, you know, so much looking forward to welcoming everyone to the Vogue.
And you can have a little pre-party at Presidio Kebab, huh?
Yes, we are, which is right across the street. Our friends at Presidio Kebab, they do a great spread. So we're describing it as a light supper, but I think people will have enough to eat, and they can always add popcorn once they get to the theater if they're still hungry.
Of course. Good popcorn there.
yes, there is.
If we have time, Rick, can I ask one more question?
We got time for one more, sure.
Okay, Rick, Ruth, Rick always asks me something. What is it with the British? They're so witty and smart. You can understand the words. They're people who are trained in the theater. I mean, there's so many reasons why this film festival is so special with these movies.
Well, I think you really hit on it. Everything you said, as usual, but the main thing is this theater training that so many of them have. And when I was reading this book, for example, Hugh Bonneville's first job was his understudy to Ralph Fiennes. So there's an interconnection with all these people. He's worked with so many of them on the stage over the years, and they do have this incredible theater background. They have technique. So many Hollywood movie stars started out as models, so they could never do a stage performance. They could never do what Hugh Bonneville is doing, to play the lead role in a play. They'd be lost. They're wonderful on the screen. But they don't have that. They don't have that training. And he trained. He was with Royal Shakespeare Company. He was with the National Theater. He's done a multitude of all the classics. So he's a classically trained actor who's also incredible charisma on the screen. So he's got
it
all.
Rick and I can't wait. Rick and I can't wait to meet the Penguin too in that opening movie, that opening night movie. How amazing!
Yeah,
and you get to see the real Penguin at the end of the film. Oh my God!
Not Colin Farrell, the different Penguin. Yes.
Not Colin. Can you believe what they did to Colin Farrell? Why would a guy that good looking let anybody do that to him?
That's right.
All right. For more information, mostlybritish.org. We're talking about the 17th annual Mostly British Film Festival. It covers the gamut: drama, romance, comedy, thrillers, family sagas, documentaries.
Oh, I have to mention animation, our animated film.
I was just going to say
A Memoir of a Snail. It just was Academy Award nominated for Best Animation,
right.
And it's an Australian film, and it's really, really wonderful. I was so excited to reach the list, and I went, oh my God, that's one of our films.
Awesome. Beginning February 6th to 13th, Vogue Theater. We've been speaking with Ruth Stein. Ruth, I love the enthusiasm. Thanks for coming by.
I love your enthusiasm. Thank you for inviting me every year. I hope to see you both at the festival.
All right.
See us.
Good
Bye
stuff.
Bye.
All right. We'll take
Bye.
A quick break, and when we come back, we'll be joined by Allegra Madsen. We'll talk Frameline Film Festival. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall. Come on back.